This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to be with you. And man alive, has it been manic. One of the resolutions that I made for 2018 was that I was going to work less and train more. And I started off the year really, really well and just really struggling to get that balance right. Man, the last week has been stupid. And yeah, I guess one of the things that puts pressure on me is doing the Kona Edge. It's not a fully fledged business as of yet. It's something that I do for fun, and it's costing me money, and it also costs me a lot of time. So when work does get put on the table and it's paying work, I need to jump at it, because that's what puts food on my table, feeds my kids, and keeps a roof over our heads. So I would love it if this would become a full-time business. Unfortunately, it's not that way at the moment. If you'd like to support what I'm doing here at the Kona Edge, I'd love it if you wouldn't mind considering doing that. You can head over to thekonaedge.com/support. Feel free to open your wallet and your heart if you'd like. If not, that's cool. But yeah, I've got some big decisions to make this year. Obviously, one of the things that I really wanted to do was drive the Kona Edge hard. I'm working as hard as I can, and I just feel like I'm struggling to keep my head above water. So, yeah, I'm going through a bit of a rough patch at the moment. I've got some soul-searching to do with regards to doing an Ironman this year as well. Just really not finding the time to train, and we're literally, I think, 7 weeks away from race day. So, yeah, I've got some big decisions to make. But enough about me yakking on. I'm going to get straight into today's podcast, and we're going to be chatting some running today. And we catch up with Anna Hassel once again, and we find out about some of the things that she's done to get better and improve her Ironman run over time. Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by 3 have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by 3 have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit thekonaedge.com/coaching for more details. Let's chat some running now here on the Kona Edge, and Diana Hassel joins us once again. Diana, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad. It's good to be here.
Diana, your run is, coming off a very, very strong bike. You said very often you come off the bike first, and then it's a case of how well your run goes depends on where you finish in a race.
Yep.
Do you wish your run was stronger than it is?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm constantly working on, is trying to improve the run off the bike.
Is it always a work in progress? Is it every season story the same thing?
Pretty much, yeah. I've had some, a couple of years ago, I had one of my best marathons off the bike in Kona, and I think in 12 years. And I was really, really happy with that run. So that was the best I've seen, and I'm hoping to reproduce that this year.
What was it that made it so good, and what do you think the key is to being able to reproduce that?
Well, I think it has to do with, for me, it was the coaching, and the emphasis on trying to improve my run, and so that would basically, the big change was there was an increase in probably a number of runs per week, and I would do some two runs a day, and would break up my long run, for instance, into two runs. And then occasionally I would have another 2-a-day run, like my speed day. I might have an easy run that evening. And I think that all kind of added up to benefiting me and getting me faster off the bike and really making me feel strong toward the end. Strength work, too, is, of course, would be helpful.
I'll touch on that strength work in a moment. But from a volume perspective, you also mentioned to me that you've never run a marathon outside of an Ironman. Are you a sort of less is more from a volume perspective? You don't sound like you're doing tons and tons of volume. It's more high intensity stuff. Am I correct in saying that?
I would say I don't do. I'll do. You know, my long run will be, say, 2.5 hours in the morning and up to maybe 40 minutes in the evening. That'll be my longest run in preparation for an Ironman. And during the week, I simply don't have a lot of time to do anything very long. So everything will be under an hour for the rest of the week. I do think, you know, having good shoes with cushioning helps a little bit, especially as you age, in terms of not wearing out your muscles and your joints from doing a little bit more running. Like when I had the original Hokas were a godsend for me. They don't work for me anymore for whatever reasons. They rub my feet the wrong way, but they made a big difference when I had switched to those. I actually was able to run through some plantar fasciitis and qualify for Kona and heal in the process of running with the change in shoes. So little things can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Let's talk about injuries, particularly as one gets older. It's unfortunately one of those things that you do have to deal with. You've had a few in your career as well. Is it something that really frustrates you, or have you got it where you feel a niggle and you pretty much know, you know what, it might be a bit of stretching, might be a bit of strength and conditioning? What's the deal with you and injuries?
I've been pretty lucky. I've certainly had my fair share of a whole bunch of different type of injuries over the years. But, once I've had, IT band, and I had a stress fracture, and I had plantar fasciitis and things like that. So it's kind of nice in terms of, from a coaching perspective, it's nice because you really know you've explored all the things to do when those things happen. But for now, I've been pretty injury free for a while now because I think I'm just super attentive to the development of a problem. I also know where to specifically focus on. I know for the master's athlete, I got to be really careful with hamstrings and calves and plantar fascia as well. Everything on the backside of the leg. And if I feel anything, I'm very aggressive about taking care of it, stopping on treating it. And that's worked really well for me. And I think that's really been the key to keeping me healthy, is along with the recovery, working on maximizing recovery through nutrition, through the complex muscle stimulator. I think that's huge, and massage regularly.
Talk to me about the role of strength and conditioning in your sort of training regime. Is it something you do on a regular basis throughout the year? How much do you do? How often? And how do you fit it into your schedule?
Yeah, I think strength training is extremely important, and I'd like to do it even more than I do. I try to do it at least twice a week. That's kind of my goal, is to do a minimum of twice a week. Sometimes I make that goal, sometimes I don't, but it's just a function of time availability. But I think it's really, really important. Again, but focusing on the master's athlete, it's, I think, particularly important for us as you get in the, past the 40s to maintain strong muscles and support of all your joints and to prevent injuries that way.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things we're going to be chatting about, too, is nutrition. But we'll save that for the next time. Diana, thank you so much for your time today on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
The This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.